There have been a number of recent articles discussing how the growing senior population will be cared for. Let's explore the options. Those of us who are moving into senior status, having grown up in the 1960s, when there was a movement to create communes, recall much of the commune living turned into cult experiences. Now, as the baby boomers move into senior status, there are a number of issues that will confront us. Obviously, we have the question of increased costs for Social Security and Medicare, and the need for long-term care arrangements, all of which could put tremendous strain on resources individually and collectively. Will there be enough workers to care for us? The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, in a report issued in 2003, projected a need for 2.5 million more direct care workers by 2030, with some projecting a need for 3.5 million by 2030. The trend in the caregiver support ratio is projected for caregivers 46 to 64 to those over 80 will be 4 to 1 in 2030 and 3 to 1 by 2050. As estimated by AARP in 2013, the HHS report predicted a growth in wages for direct care workers of 45% between 2000 and 2010. Supply and demand as the aging population grows is likely to put more upward pressure on wages for those workers. Technology to assist senior individuals in living in their homes, whether individually or as a couple, has also been in focus. There are some pretty neat ideas out there, from motion sensors in the home that can be monitored remotely by family and potentially others without invading privacy, webcam for meals to provide a level of socialization, albeit not perfect, the use of ergonomics to keep people driving, and remotely monitoring blood pressure, glucose, and weight. It has been reported that there are 1,500 silver tech startups, all obviously seeking to capitalize on this enormous baby boomer market. The question is, are they researching the right ideas? Less technology-driven ideas to provide socialization, keeping people employed with groups like the Experience Corps and the Senior Corps, include playing cards, golf or tennis, walking or doing relatively mundane tasks such as food shopping, where we interact with our peers, are all important. The recent movie, The Intern, sheds a very amusing light on those potentially important concepts for seniors, maybe for business benefits as well. Striking the balance between the intrusion into one's life, such as video cameras watching what you do, and finding devices that can help keep us safe, will be a difficult and potentially expensive adventure. There are questions about Medicare, covering telehealth through ACO pilots, those are accountable care organizations, insurance companies and health systems that use data such as blood pressure, glucose levels, and weight gain to monitor the health of individuals who, if they use those techniques, can avoid making a trip to the doctor, clinic, or hospital. The goal clearly is to treat before a crisis arises and thus keep people out of the hospital. Some different thoughts from a baby boomer. My wife and I would like to stay in our home as long as possible, be safe, and have the opportunity to interact with others, whether in business, social, or recreational settings. Maybe we need to revisit the idea of a commune, but of a different type. Many of us have groups of friends with whom we have interacted with for years, and in most cases, they have different skill sets and different needs and desires. Can we, in fact, structure, not government structure, but individuals, an informal commune, if you will, where groups of people look after one another? Those who can still drive would drive others. Those who can cook can prepare meals with the help of all. Even I can peel carrots and make a salad. The plumber and the carpenter can help with repairs. The doctor can help people with their medical issues. The lawyer with their legal issues. This is not to say that anyone would be assigned to doing a particular task, but rather they would be alerting and assisting their friends to the issues they should be concerned about as they pass through different stages. It would be truly a wonderful thing if the utopias that were attempted to be created in the 60s actually turned into a source of independence and better quality of life for all of us seniors.